Fossil Frogs from Libros, Teruel. Nowadays, Libros, in the south of the Spanish province of Teruel, is a sleepy little town. But in the early 20th century, it was a prosperous mining town that produced sulphur for the manufacturing of gunpowder. This was not the only treasure buried in the rocks there. Miners found perfectly preserved skeletons of frogs between the fine strata of rock. These finds were always welcome, because the extra income that they made from selling them helped offset a lot of financial hardships. Studies of these fossils in 1922 concluded that they belonged to unknown species. But how did these relatives of present-day frogs end up fossilized here? In the Miocene epoch, around 10 million years ago, this region had many freshwater lakes that teemed with life. These frogs spent most of their time in the water and probably fed on insect larvae, mosquitoes, dragonflies, and small snails. Their skeletons are very well preserved, which means that the frogs are unlikely to have been killed by other animals. It's much more likely that both the adult frogs and the tadpoles found died of suffocation, then dropped to the bottom of the lake, where they were eventually buried. The lack of oxygen on the lake bottom initially prevented this organic matter from decomposing, and gave rise to the shale in which the fossils were found. The frogs from Libros are among the most famous fossils in the Iberian Peninsula. In most of them, all the bones are still articulated, and the outline of the skin and fossilized muscles can be seen. Some even have the remains of the snails that made their last meal in their stomachs. These mines were closed down in 1935, and since then, no more fossils have been brought to light. Luckily, those which had already been found can now be seen in top-ranking museums all over the world.